Lisa Gardner joins us by phone tonight. With 22 million books in print in 30 countries, she is the best-selling author of close to 30 books, which regularly top the bestseller lists. Lisa Gardner writes thrillers, but she also has a sense of humor and annually offers readers the chance to enter the Kill a Friend, Maim a Buddy sweepstakes and nominate the person to be the lucky stiff in Lisa's latest novel. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest thriller. It is titled Fear Nothing. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
I do want to tell you that I didn't even get through the prologue in Fear Nothing, and my adrenaline was already coursing. My heart was pounding. So along with your many readers, I was glad to know that one of our favorite characters, Dee Dee Warren of the Boston Police Department, is on the case, which in this case involves two sisters, Adeline and Shayna, who represent two different sides of the same coin, I thought, in terms of when it comes to feelings. So tell us about Adeline and Shayna.
Yes, most of my novels, I feel like, have been a root, what is the nature of evil? So in Fear Nothing, I present really the two survivors of a serial killer father, Harry Day. And we have now, 20 years later, the two young girls have grown up. We have the older sister, Shayna, who is the quote-unquote bad sister. She definitely had the most experience with her father's terrible ways. She was thrown into the foster system after his death. She committed her own first murder at the age of 14 and has continued to kill, even while incarcerated, and is now serving life in prison. Then we have the younger sibling, the quote-unquote good sister, Dr. Adeline Glenn. She was just a baby when her father was going through his reign of terror. When he died, she ended up adopted out to a loving household. She has gone out of her way to build a very respectable, well-educated, solid existence. But with the death of her adoptive father, she's just drawn to her older sister. And even though she knows Shayna probably is a psychopath that is incapable of feeling love or empathy, she's also the only family member she has left. And so when a series of murders start occurring around Boston that seem to bear the hallmark of their late father's own crime spree, you have these two very different sisters now working together trying to catch a killer.
And Dee Dee Warren has her own go-round with feelings and Fear Nothing because she sustains an injury early on in the book.
Yes, if you're going to bring back a series character, I always feel like you have to do something that really rocks their world. In the case of Detective Dee Dee Warren, who's just so powerful on the job and so confident, the most obvious way of challenging her is she is brutally attacked at the opening of the novel at a crime scene. She can't remember what happens, but she is left unable to move her left arm, meaning she's unable to return to duty. Instead, she is paired up with a pain therapist, which is the younger sister, Dr. Adeline Glenn, to learn pain management. And that brings Dee Dee to the world of these two very, very interesting sisters and the connection they must have with the series of murders going on in the city.
Part of what always gives depth and interest to your novels is that I think you do a lot of research. And I understand that part of your research for Fear Nothing was hands-on, so to speak, in that you had sustained a back injury. So talk about this idea of talking to your pain.
One of the themes in Fear Nothing is definitely pain. We have Dr. Adeline Glenn, the good sister, who suffers from this rare genetic condition where she cannot feel pain and has really left her being obsessed with it. I mean, the entire world knows this one sensation and she's never experienced it. So on her job as a pain therapist, she now tries to help people manage their pain, which unfortunately is a real-world experience for me. I have struggled with back issues for 10 years now, and I myself spent time with a pain therapist, and that's one of the things that gave me the idea for Fear Nothing, with some of the techniques that can be used to manage pain. Also, on kind of an interesting side note, I worked with my chiropractor on how to best maim Detective Dee Dee Warren. And you really look at your doctor very differently when you realize just how diabolical and evil they can be as well. He did a very good job maiming my detective. It was like a whole other side of him.
You talked about the beginning of this novel, and it is curious to me because I do know and appreciate your research, but I wonder, is there a moment when a novel, the kernel of the novel comes to you? You know, is it in a dream or news report or something that turns out to be unrelated?
I'm definitely known for psychological suspense, and I think for me it's a character. And in this case, it really was Dr. Adeline Glenn. And I was reading this article on this real-world condition and a young girl who's growing up with the inability to feel pain and how it seems like that should be such a great thing for a person. And then when you read everything her parents are having to do just to keep her safe and alive because she doesn't know when she has a fever, she doesn't know she broke her ankle and she should stop walking now. But more than that, her parents talked about they worry about her ability to empathize, her ability to get along in the rest of the world. Like there's this incident where her mom cut herself and the girl tells her it'll be all right. And her mom's kind of like, you know that this is painful. She's like, well, not really, but I know people aren't supposed to bleed. So it's like the girl couldn't relate to the hurt. She was having to objectify it. Like this is a sign of things that are wrong. And that just really struck me what it would be like to go through life never feeling the one thing the whole rest of the world knows.
I want to skip to something else because you live up there in God's country in northern New Hampshire, and I don't think of it in connection with racing, but you sponsor a race car team.
Yes, my husband actually is the racer. We have the Loudoun International Speedway outside of Concord, New Hampshire, as well as Lime Rock in Connecticut. There's some great racing opportunities in New England. So I married into the racing world. Definitely before my child was born, I spent my quality time being pit crew. I think there's nothing that saves a marriage quite like being the last one to tighten your husband's lug nuts before he goes on the racetrack. But it is a good family hobby. I've learned a lot about it. And since I like to believe I have adrenaline-fueled novel, it's been fun to be a sponsor of race cars as a novelist as well.
I want to thank you for another spine-tingling read. Thank you, Lisa. Be back again soon, hopefully.
Well, thank you very much.
I've been talking with Lisa Gardner about her latest thriller, which is titled Fear Nothing. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.